Hey guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Little disclaimer before we get into it. This podcast contains filter-free chats, honest advice, and topics we would quite frankly never discuss anywhere else. Do you get told all the time that you look like that Tiffany from Made in Chelsea?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's going to be having a hashtag, obviously including me.
It was a very pretentious crowd of like people that it attracted.
He just seems like he's just so cocky and not used to women not giving him what he wants. Hi guys, hi Tiff, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm in Ireland. How's the heat wave in England?
Well, I'm in Belgium right now. I'm coming back I just got back from London. But yeah, the heat, I actually love the heat. Like me and Cameron love it, but I mean, I don't think Kiki loves it very much. The dogs are suffering.
That is scary, the whole thing.
And everyone's like, don't walk her. Yeah, I know. How is Dublin hot?
No, not at all. I mean, it's so annoying because like on the map, on the weather forecast, it was like 24 degrees today. It's literally cloudy with rain on its way. I'm meant to be having a barbecue with my brother, but yeah.
Yeah, but you love that.
I mean, I am happy it's not 29 degrees because we were in. So the week before I came here, I was packing up everything and it was not the week before. Sorry. I basically just come from England and it's like when the heat wave was there and like our house is like a sauna. So I'm happy I'm not there. To be honest, I don't care that it's cloudy. It's a shame for the barbecue, but whatever.
Yeah, that is a shame for the barbecue. Are you still going to do it though?
We're still going to do it, yeah. And just have it inside. He's just basically, my brother's bought this new barbecue and he's all excited about it. So we're going to be all right.
Egg?
I have no idea. I didn't ask Tiff. Never heard of a green egg.
No. Oh my God. So basically some people for our wedding presents got us vouchers towards a green egg. It's like a really fancy barbecue and we're going to get one for the new house. Yeah, okay. It's really nice. I bet that's what he's got. Speaking of the heat, I've said to Cameron in the new house, we need to get aircon in the loft because it's always so hot when you go like high up. So I was like, when we've got the loft built, we need to put aircon in there because otherwise I can't sleep.
I think in England, it's now key to have aircon. Like I think just how the weather is going, like I'm obviously in baby brain right now, but I'm like, especially with kids. Oh, I can't believe I'm turning into this person. This is happening.
I know, but you're going to be thinking. You're going to be thinking everything like now based on that. I remember on the hen, Rachel, who was on the hen, who's got two kids, we drove past this like water park and she's like, oh, a water park. And
she's like, no. Oh. I know. I'm going to be that person.
I was in number 1 Duke Street this weekend, which is a pub bar in Richmond. Have you been there?
No, I've heard of it.
Yeah,
I don't think I have. No, I haven't.
It's nice. It's really nice. So I was there with Cameron, his brother, and Kiki. And as we were leaving, there was these two women sitting down. And one of them goes to me, do you get told all the time that you look like that Tiffany from Made in Chelsea?
No way. That is so funny.
I know, and I was in this mood where I was like, I can't. I was also like, I don't know if she's joking or not. And I was also like, I can't be asked to explain it. So I was like, yeah, sometimes I do. And then she was like, oh, that must be exhausting. And then she goes, don't worry, you're much prettier than her. I was like,
do you take that as a compliment? I guess you kind of do. I don't know.
I loved being like, well, she thinks I'm prettier than her. And then Cameron was like, than her? It's the same person. I was like... It was so funny. I literally left being like, wait, what? She genuinely thought I was some completely different person who gets confused, gets mixed up with her. I know, it was hilarious.
That is so funny. I'm so glad that's your reaction. I think I may have done that as well. I mean, as in like, if I was in your situation, I might have done like a similar thing.
Or what, being like,
because it's like awkward to be like, well, actually, like, I don't know. Like, how do you say like,
this is me?
Like, if people do, you know, we're actually in Ibiza. This reminds me of a story in Ibiza. I honestly feel like I have hay fever, but I think it's just sun cream in my eyes. My eyes and my nose keep running. Maybe it is hay fever. Anyway, when we were in, when we were at your hen in, I was supposed to say Cannes, Saint-Tropez, I was in the bathroom with Lucy and two of these Irish girls came up to us. They said, are you Nicola from Made in Chelsea? And in that situation, you'd obviously answer. Well, like, I was this is so awkward. Yeah, like kind of thing. It's so funny because the whole time they didn't like say anything to Lucy, but like I'm sure they obviously recognized Lucy as well.
Yeah.
But like she was kind of like just direct.
But they didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything. But like, I don't know if they felt they could. If you get me, yeah. there was, you know what I mean? Like, she, like, there was no...
People get scared, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was that, yeah. That was happening, so I don't know. Like, but, yeah, in those situations.
I know, like... yeah, no, exactly. Some people are just really, like, is like, are you that person? Or they'll be like, oh, we love you or something. And then this woman, I genuinely, she was like a posh little lady. I was like, she honestly thinks I'm like some like lookalike who's like much prettier. I was like, okay, well, aww, that's good. I look prettier in real life, so I'm happy.
That is a good thing though, because yeah. I always get worried that people, when they see me in like real life, they're like, oh, she's not as pretty as Instagram. Or maybe they don't think I'm pretty on Instagram. I don't know. But I have had compliments like that in the past where they're like, oh, you're prettier in person. I never know which way to take it. I'm like, yeah, is that a good thing? Yeah,
I guess it is a good thing, definitely. So how do you feel now you have officially moved out of London?
It's a weird feeling not having a base. I now know how you feel when you left your flat. Like, yeah. I feel like there's no security there anymore, which I don't love. But equally, God, I'm so happy to be like out of that particular flat. But then you kind of like start seeing the flat in like a positive way, because you're like, oh my God, I need that base now. And every time I have to plan something in London, I'm like, I need to book a hotel, or I need to stay with a friend, or like, there's just a lot of travel now and a lot of planning.
Yeah, a lot of admin. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a breath of fresh air, I guess, to be done with that and to be starting something new, although it's very daunting. And oh my God, the travel day was, or the two travel days were quite, well, it wasn't travel days. So basically we got back from Spain. We had essentially full days to sort out everything, and it was just like non-stop all day. Like, I just didn't sit down, and then halfway through the day, I was telling you, I pulled a muscle in my back, and like, oh, I literally just couldn't do anything. Like, I didn't know, so when you're pregnant, your muscles supposedly, they like not soften, I don't know, they relax or something, so you're more prone to injury, which I guess it makes sense if everything's like,
I guess, yeah,
or I don't know, yeah. And
I'm surprised you were even helping. Like, I'd be like, I can't lift a finger, sorry.
Yeah, but it was all my stuff. So, like, it was like, I could only ask Charlie, basically, to, like, luckily he was there, and he had basically done everything, all of his stuff. So, like, anytime I had to bend over, I was like, I'm really sorry, I physically can't bend over. Like, every time I tried, like, I just would burst into tears of the pain. Like, it was that severe. Like, it was intense. Yeah, so that wasn't ideal. But it was fine. But yeah, then we packed up all the stuff, whatever, we got it done in the end. It was one of the most hectic days of my entire, like, I can't, it's the most hectic day of my entire life.
And honestly, when you said, like, I'm packing up the whole flat, I was like, oh God, poor you. Because it's my worst, my idea of hell is moving.
It is. It is so hell.
Did you not have any help with, like, removalists or anything? No.
No, because, I really should have got in contact with that company. So I was in contact with that rubbish removal company. Remember the company you used? Litter. Completely forgot about them. So I brought everything back to Ireland. Like, you should see poor parents' house. Yeah. Because I've been doing it over months though, like constant trips and like big bags. But that day was like particularly the worst day, because I worked it out that I had about 80 kilograms on me in total. So I had like suitcases, which were nearly 70 kilograms. I can't believe they let me on the plane. Like, I don't know how they let me on the plane, but they did. I just had to like pay the fee, like the extra fee. And then I had like just like three handbags. I had hangers on my shoulder. I had like loads, like so much stuff. I got to the airport that morning and I burst into tears. It was so busy. Oh, and I literally, because I was obviously hormonal and like just tired and blah, 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 blah. Burst into tears and like was just using the pregnancy card all day, because like I don't know what was wrong with me. I cried so much. I cried when I got to the airport, I cried when I got off the airplane, and then I cried when I met my dad. And he was like, because dad when he got me, he was pulling out to like move out of his parking space, whatever, and he kind of jammed in the brakes, and obviously my back was sore, and I just burst into tears. And he's like, I'm sorry. I was like, Dad, it's not you. I was like, I'm just stressed, I'm overwhelmed.
Honestly, moving is so stressful, and like it's literally draining. So I'm not surprised that you were crying, especially as you're hormonal as well. So like, put that all together, like, it's not good.
It was,
thank God it's done though. Thank God you're done. Like, you've moved everything out. It's all in Dublin now. Now you can just like focus on like looking for a house, and like you don't have to stress about that now, which is good.
So true. Yeah, no, I am all happy it's here. I am happy it's here. I just have to go through all of that now, but that's okay. I'm okay about that. Okay with that. I can't speak today. I think my nose is honestly running down my face. I need to check it out.
Fever?
No, I think it's honestly because I was putting a new makeup on my face earlier on, and I got it in my eyes, like sun cream. It's like, I don't know if it's the new makeup or the sun cream or whatever it was, but everything is like running riot right now. Okay, yeah, so I have to go through all the stuff at home. Grand, that's fine. I'll do that. And also my back's so much better.
Oh, good.
It's still sore, but like nowhere near what it was. And oh, I'm literally ranting so much. I have so much to say. When I got home, so the day I got home, so it was an early flight. And then that afternoon, I napped for 3 hours. I couldn't believe it. Like, it was like the nicest feeling ever. Like, waking up wasn't that nice. Yeah. But like, it was like, there is actually no nicer feeling when you're so, so tired and you just pass out. Like,
it is the best.
So lovely. And then like that night, I just like, it's as
did, were you able to sleep that night?
Like, it was the same as always, just like I always toss and turn until I can eventually switch off. And I was like, oh, I wish I was as tired as I was earlier on.
Oh, it's the best feeling, literally, when you get into bed and you're like, there's nothing stopping me right now, I'm just gonna pass out. It's so good.
It's literally,
I'm so jealous that you had to,
I know,
nap. But did you wake up feeling like really groggy?
I did feel bad, but equally I was just kind of like happy I napped, to be honest, because the night before I obviously really needed it. And God love Charlie, because he's gone to Spain and I've come to Ireland, because he's bringing his
stuff to Spain.
Oh,
has he not gone to Ireland with you?
No, he's gone to Spain. I mean, that's why, I guess, why would he, in a sense? Like, he's all his stuff.
I don't know why I thought he'd be storing his stuff at your parents as well, but is he taking it all to Spain then?
Yeah. I mean, could have, but I think because the fact that we're also moving to Spain, hopefully, it makes sense for him to do that.
No, definitely.
Did I tell you we're thinking of having the baby in Dublin?
No.
Did I not? So, potentially. I know. Well, it just kind of made sense. We were talking about this recently, and like the whole renting for essentially 2.5 months is really awkward, because you don't want to get a short-term lease, because, well, you could get a short-term lease, but then I think you have to pay a deposit, and it's just, I don't know.
Renting where, sorry?
In London, if we were going
to have
a baby in London.
Oh, to have the baby in London, right, okay, got you.
Yeah, so we didn't know what to do, and then Airbnb was kind of difficult, because we couldn't find an Airbnb that had that amount of days to rent,
and also,
you know?
I don't know if you'd want to, like, be in somewhere that's not your home comforts once you've had the baby.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like Airbnb, like you might be like, oh, I just want like my like home surroundings around me. So would you go back to your parents' house?
Yeah, well, I think that's what we're gonna do. I know. My mom's so excited. Like, it is a shame that I did think I was spending more time in London at the end of the year, and like I wanted to see my friends and stuff more. Yeah. But I think I'm just gonna try travel back and forth until I can't anymore.
What stage do you get to where you can't fly anymore?
So supposedly, I mean, it's different supposedly for every country. I didn't know this, but supposedly I think in New York, or in America, because my friend was telling me recently, I think it's 32 weeks. But then I think in the UK, it's 36. I actually really need to ask that question. But I think like long haul flights are 28 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm basically in my head, I can fly up to. So it's 40 weeks in total. So I basically, it's like I said, in your pregnancy is 40 weeks. So I'm thinking I'm going to try travel up to 36 weeks.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, you'll be able to just come back and forth until, but then what so then you'll fly over and then just base yourself in Dublin.
I think so, yeah. I'm basically gonna try spend I'm gonna probably be in Spain until like September, I imagine.
Yeah,
I think like to view as many properties and then come back again. Just try come back to London as much as possible.
Were you born in Dublin?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, where were you born?
So will it be? I was born in Chertsey, which is like next near Thorpe Park. It's not very glamorous at all.
I've actually heard of it before, but I don't know it.
Yeah, St. Peter's Hospital. What was I going to say? So will it be the same hospital you were born in?
No, I think that hospital's closed down now, as far as I remember. Dad told me it was. I can't remember what the name of the hospital is. I think it's called Holler Street, but we need to figure this all out. I've no idea.
Are you going to do it on the NHS?
Well, we don't have an NHS here. Like, it's a different kind of system.
Of course.
Yeah, which is like an awkward thing. Like, I don't really know. We just need to figure out how it's going to work, because I really like my NHS experience so far. So, like, my preference would be to continue with the NHS and then just have the baby here, you know?
I guess it's the difficulty, like, if you had the baby in London, then you can't, like, go to Dublin, like, the following week, because you'd need a baby passport, I'm guessing.
Yeah, mate. Oh, God, actually, I didn't even think about that. Jeez, I have so much to think about. Yeah, so
it's it's not like you can just, like, drive there. It's like, yeah, it's difficult. And then I guess you wouldn't really want to have the baby in Spain, which is, like, a foreign country, like... You
the language.
Don't want to be like, yeah, speaking a different language to you, and you're like, what the hell are you saying right now?
Yeah, no. I think Dublin makes the most sense in terms of financially as well, like the help, the travel, like it just eliminates the travel. And because like we were like, we're gonna have all this stuff in the UK, then we're gonna be traveling back to Ireland for Christmas, then we're gonna be traveling back to from Ireland to Spain. So like it was just like a lot, like a. And there's a lot of stuff again to bring.
Yeah.
So I just think it makes sense to have the baby.
No, it definitely does. And nice that you'll have your parents around. That's so nice.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I mean, I'm sure we will all drive each other mental. Like, I can only imagine how crazy it's going to get and how much I'm going to want to kill everyone. But it's fine. We'll get through it. Have to think of the positives. Yeah, I just hope they have patience. Do you know what is so weird? I was thinking about this the other day. I can't believe my parents are going to drive me to the hospital when I go into labor because Charlie can't drive. Yeah. He can drive. He doesn't have a license.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so funny.
I know. Hilarious. Like it's going to be such a weird, like, I don't know.
It's
like,
cute though. It's very sweet.
It is cute. I feel like it's going to be like a car full. Like, I feel like it's going to be like all four of us, mum, dad, me and Charlie. Like, it's going to be such a weird experience. Like, yeah, I feel like everyone's going to be having a heart attack, obviously including me. But like, it just reminds me of like a cartoon or something, that like image, like driving the car.
Or like Wacky Races.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just, like, it just seems so surreal and hilarious. I feel like all I'm doing is talking about myself to today. Do you have anything you want to tell us?
No, don't be silly.
Do you know what we never covered on our first episode back? I've never even asked you. I don't think I asked you about your honeymoon. I feel like I don't really know. I know a little bit about it, but I don't know much. So let's fill us all in.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys. So we went to Turkey. So it was like 2 days after the wedding. I was literally knackered. And the airport was so manic. I always imagined my honeymoon like getting upgraded on the airplane.
Yeah.
And it was a real reality of we were flying EasyJet and they didn't give a shit we were on our honeymoon. I had this denim jacket on that said, just married. Like, no one cared. Everyone was literally like, get to the back, like, queue up. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the first hotel we stayed at was called Demaris Bay, which was in... Have you been to Turkey before?
No, but I remember you mentioning this hotel to me before. It's meant to be amazing, right?
Yeah, and it really wasn't.
Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah. So many people on Instagram, because I wasn't tagging it, because, well, firstly, I was fully paying for the whole thing, and secondly, I was like, I want to see what it's like before I tag it. So many people were messaging me being like, where is this? Where is it? Like, tell us where. And honestly, I would not recommend that hotel to anyone. Firstly, it's so expensive, which was fine, because I was like, it's our honeymoon, and like, we want to treat ourselves. But like, firstly, they knew it was our honeymoon. We arrived and there was literally no like special treatment, no like, you know, like glass of champagne on arrival or like congratulations, like nothing like that, which I just thought like most hotels would do if they knew it was your honeymoon. And then like the whole, I don't know, like it was nice, but it was a very pretentious crowd of like people that it attracted. Really? And I just felt like the service wasn't great. And like, I don't know, I just was just like, I'm not really fussed by it. And then the thing that really, the thing that really annoyed me at the end was basically Lucy booked us a couples massage for our wedding present at this hotel, which was really nice of her. We had the massage. And then like the day before we checked out, she was like, the hotel being really annoying. They're saying that they haven't received the payment for it, even though I paid it like over a week ago. And she's like, and the money's left my bank account. So she was like, can you just like explain this at checkout? So when we went to checkout, they added the massages to our bill. And we were like, no, I was like, my sister's already paid for these. And they were like, no, we haven't received the payment. And I was like, look, I've got the screenshot. Like, the money's left her bank account. They still made us pay for it. They still, to this day, have not refunded us. So we basically paid twice for these massages, which really annoyed me.
So
like,
bad.
So bad. I was like, this was our wedding present from my sister, and you're making us pay it twice, even though you've already received the money, but they were claiming that they haven't. So that just really annoyed me. I was like, surely you would have, like, good faith in people and be like, look, the money hasn't come through yet, but if it doesn't come through in a few days, we'll email you, we'll sort out the payment kind of thing.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. I was just like, that was really like, I wasn't happy by that. And then...
It's so sad on your honeymoon as
I know,
well.
I was like really yeah. put a dampener on it. Because it just frustrated me, because I just hate when people... I don't know, they were just like being really difficult about the whole thing. So yeah, I just really wouldn't recommend that hotel, which is such a shame because I'd always wanted to go, well, not always wanted to go there, but Liv went a few years ago and she said it was absolutely amazing. So I don't know if it's like changed, or I just felt like they were very much like, we want to like prioritize the people that are going to be spend like in the penthouses who are going to be spending the like yeah. fortunes. And I was just like, no, that's not us. But then we went to Istanbul from there for like 3 days, and that was amazing. I really loved Istanbul. We stayed in Soho House there, and it was really, really cool. I'd recommend it for people
oh,
if
really?
They wanted like a city break. Yeah, it was really nice. We met our friend Lily out there, which was really fun. And yeah, it was really, I loved it. It was really nice. So it was a nice ending.
That's at least the bad stuff didn't happen. Oh, I don't know which is worse. I'm trying to think. At least you ended on a high, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, so in with like, which would you recommend? Not in terms of hotel, like Istanbul, or like, as in, like, are they in the same country?
Yeah. No. So Istanbul's like the capital of Turkey, I think.
Oh, Istanbul, hilarious, the capital. Charlie's gonna be listening to this, being like, "Oh, hi, was that my wife?" Hi, my dad.
Yeah, so we flew into Dalaman for the first one, and then we flew from Dalaman to Istanbul for Soho House Istanbul. So I would definitely go back to Turkey, because there's everyone says that Bodrum's really nice, which I've never been to, and it's so easy, yeah. like 4 hours and you're in like boiling hot like sunshine, which is really nice.
Like, what's it, I'm trying to think what, like, would it remind me of? Would it remind you of, like, Marrakesh or something? Like, have you been to Marrakesh?
Yeah, it was, like, a mix of Marrakesh and Greece. Like, the food was quite Greek-like. And I really liked the food. Also, Istanbul's very cheap, but, like, really good food and drink and everything. So that was really nice. But, yeah, it kind of reminded me of a mixture of Greece and Marrakesh. It was cool. But,
yes,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd go back, just because I've been and I've done it. But I would recommend.
I'm like that with most places. I don't normally want to go back. I want to try something.
No, I'm like, yeah, done it now. So I want to see something new next. But yeah, I have no holidays left this year. It's very sad.
Oh, really? Well, what? I was going to say, what month? You will definitely go away, surely. It's June.
Well, Cameron's back to football now. And I'm like, I probably will do something, but like with the girls.
But fair enough, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm keen to do something before this one pops out. I know I can't drink,
definitely.
But like still. I mean,
I
may have it. Yeah, I mean, as I say, I may have a drink. We'll see. I told you about that in the last podcast. Loads of my friends drink, but I just don't know.
Have you heard about what happened at Park Life?
No, I don't even know what Park Life is. What's Park Life?
I thought you'd been before.
Is it a
big festival in Manchester?
No.
Manchester. Oh, no. I swear you'd been. No, okay. So basically, there was this couple at Park Life that got engaged on stage. He proposed to her.
Really?
And everyone on social media went crazy, like giving them so much hate, being like sending disgusting comments, like basically trolling them. And the owner of Park Life has like done a whole statement being like, this is not acceptable, like how much hate everyone's given them. Please can they get, like, or not please, he was like, from because of this, they have free like entry to Park Life for the rest of their lives, and I'm also going to pay for their honeymoon.
Oh my God.
I know.
That is really sweet. I mean, that's so weird that people hated on them. Like, maybe because they, like, maybe because it's like, did you say it was a festival?
Yeah, massive festival.
Maybe like, I mean, it does actually ring a bell, but no. Yeah, I think maybe you thought I'd been there because Dad's from Manchester,
yeah.
So maybe two and two together.
And also, you used to love festivals, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I've only been to ones though. Not actually, I've been to ones all over the place, to be fair. But no, I don't think I've been to that one. No, I haven't. But maybe it's because like everyone's like fucked up and like wanting to listen to like whoever's playing, and like all of a sudden it's like a romantic gesture. But equally, like, who cares?
Exactly. Like, it's my idea of like my worst nightmare for a proposal, because I would need like loads of people to be around. But like at the same time, it's like 5 minutes out of your day. Like, I just don't understand why everyone's like gone mental at them.
I know. I really need to look this up now. But like, I mean. They've locked out by the sound.
They really have.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, free honeymoon. I'd be like, right, Maldives, please.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is ideal. Like, that makes that guy look really good. That's also good.
So good.
Good. But the karma. Thing is, I'd say it's good karma, but I also would say from a marketing perspective, like, he probably had to think, we're getting such negative press around park life, I need to spin this, maybe, yeah. You never know, and like, no, and definitely. Get good press around the, and maybe it would make people see park life in a better light, not that maybe, I don't know what light
it's no, yeah, I think is, they'd but, just be like, he's such a, like, it, I guess it just creates more of a buzz around park life, and then they end up talking about it more, but in like a good way.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's very good, actually, very smart marketing move.
I know. So have you been watching Love Island?
I was just about to ask you about that. Yeah, so I haven't watched last night's episode. I'm dying to, so don't tell me, because I was on the Daily Mail earlier, which I never, like, I rarely go on the Daily Mail. And I saw, like, drama, and I was like, oh, I don't want to look.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that? Causing drama.
I've seen the episode where she, spoiler alert, guys, but I'm assuming everyone will have seen it by this stage. I've seen the episode when she, like, they crawl onto the balcony, yes. And she kissed the new guy. Is this him?
Yeah.
Not. Jay. There's a lot of Jays.
I quite like him. I think he's quite, he like says what he's thinking, which I like.
Yeah, he seems quite mature, like, and yeah, like, no exactly. Bullshit.
Yeah. Exactly. No, he's.
I do like him. It's actually so funny to watch, what's his name? Davide, like, so pissed off. He's fuming. But like, in my head, I'm kind of like, I obviously don't know the person, but like, he just seems like he's just so cocky and not used to women not giving him what he wants.
Yeah.
And this is why he's like, just like this, like, it is kind of funny. It's
also, I just know that, like, had some really hot girls come in, he'd do the exact same. So I don't feel sorry.
100%. I'm waiting for those hot girls to come in and everything to be turned upside down. It's funny right now, the girls have all the power. Like, it's constant men, more and us coming in, and it's soon gonna switch, and they're all gonna freak out.
You can never get comfortable in there, literally. Like, also, I think I said last week my favorite was Gemma. I don't like her.
I don't not like her, but I just find her really dry. Like, and just
I
like,
find her very unemotional and quite like rude.
Yeah, like, she can be rude.
Yeah, and just quite like cold. That's the word. Very cold. That's how she comes across.
She also seems really defensive. Yeah, I mean, she is only a kid, though. Like, she's like 18. So, like,
yeah.
I mean, if you were to put me on TV when I was 18, God only knows, like, what I would have been like. But what age were you when you started Made in Chelsea?
Yeah, 18. So.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, thank God I wasn't as young as that, because
I
think
I look back at cringe everything. So, I fully get it. I do think she's very young. And she is quite mature for how young she is.
She is. You wouldn't think she was that young.
No.
But, yeah, no, I agree. Exactly. She is quite cold.
Ekin-Su keeps walking around being like, I'm almost 30. And I'm like, you're 27.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she was 28, but still, same thing. 28. Yeah, like, that is still, like, not...
These are precious years. Do not just don't just round it up to 30. Like,
it's
seriously.
So true. I'm dying to know what happens. Do you like that guy Jax, or whatever his name is, Gemma's ex? What do you think of him?
He seems quite funny, but he's not, like, he's not my type. I wouldn't say he's not my type. No. Am I on Love Island?
Yeah, I've got... I just think he seems fair. I think he's really calculated. I think all of his moves to like talk to Gemma on her own, I think there's like an underlying... Like, he has a motive. Like, I can just tell, he's not just trying to be her friend. Like, I can tell, like, he's just playing everyone really well, in my opinion. Like, I saw, like, what's his name? The guy that Gemma's with. What's his name? Luke?
Oh, Luca.
Yeah, he was like in one of the episodes, he was like, it's so annoying because like I really get on with Jax, and he's like, but like I don't, and then I see him talking to her, it's so awkward, like I don't know what to do, I don't want him to leave, but I do want him to leave. And I was like, that guy Jax, I swear he's playing such a good game in that situation. Like, he's just
what do you think the end goal would be then, like, for Gemma to want him back?
I'd say he probably does want Gemma to want him, but I doubt he actually wants to get back together. I'd say it's all just like a little fun game for him. Like, I don't think he has any girls together.
It's very addictive, Love Island.
It is.
It's easy to watch although, because I'm such a grandma, it's like an hour ahead here. I have to watch it because of the time difference in Belgium.
That was us in Spain. Yeah, that was us in Spain, literally. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. But we just ended up watching it the next day. What do you watch it on in Belgium, actually? Because we really struggled with ITV Hub in Spain.
ITV Hub is not good. Every time we watch it freezes, it like stops, and I was like, this is hell. The challenges give me like fear. I'm like, oh God, I know. I can do these.
Oh God, either could I, like the whole like dance to be sexy. And,
yeah, oh no, no, no.
No, not for me.
It should be like so awkward. Before we get into our dilemmas, we'd just like to note that these are just our opinions and we're not necessarily right. So please make sure you get advice from a qualified professional if you do need it.
Yeah, because that's not us.
Hello, lovelies. Really need and would appreciate your advice on what to do. I have caught my boyfriend sending messages to someone else. I'm stuck as to whether to say something right now. We have a holiday next month, which I've stupidly paid for. Do we go and then I can... Oh God, I can't say that word. Do we go and then I confront him after? For selfish reasons, I don't want the holiday spoiled. Please help.
Oh my God, I just don't know how she's holding that in.
I know.
In saying
I can't hold stuff in.
No, but in saying that, I actually have been in a relationship before. It's just reminded me where I was just such a fragile person that I remember finding things. Actually, no, I didn't find things because I was too scared to find things. But I remember things would go wrong. And I just couldn't face it so much that I just couldn't say anything, which is not me, like not me at all. Yeah. Like I'm, as we're both the same, like we have to say it. So maybe she's in a relationship where she's just like, oh God, so insecure. And
yeah, like you don't even want to like deal with the situation.
Yeah, you don't want to face the truth. Like you literally don't want to face the truth. Personally, the best thing to do, unfortunately, is to like spoil the holiday, confront him.
But you don't. You don't have to spoil the holiday. You could try and swap his. Like, if you've paid for it, firstly, why are you paying for the whole holiday? Secondly, you could try and get your friend in and him out of the holiday.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, bring a friend. Like, have it as like a because I mean, this is obviously quite extreme, and I can't imagine she's even thinking this way right now because it's such a big deal. But if you confront him and he's obviously, this is essentially cheating. Like, if you're messaging someone else, obviously, if it's with this intent there and there's everything else, like I think that's just as bad as if you actually got with the person, because it's such a betrayal. Like I just
I wouldn't want to go on a holiday and spend time with someone who had done that.
No, I would make I would change the name, bring your friend, and like kind of prove a point, because then he'll get a real scare. He'll get like a real quick kick up his arse and be like, oh shit, like I never saw her doing that. I never saw her like, because maybe he thinks of you as like vulnerable and like insecure and like thinks that he can get away with this stuff and thinks that even if you did find it, you would never say anything. So prove
or never never like actually go as far as to be like, you're not coming on holiday. Like that would just give him the biggest shock, as you said. So yeah, that's a good idea. That's definitely what you should do, I think.
Yeah, that's my advice. Oh, we were quick with that advice today. That's our advice. Okay, so second dilemma. Hi girls, I love the podcast and literally chatter all along to every episode like I'm in the room with you. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years and he's always seemed like a very straight up guy. Last year I found out before we got together he'd slept with two prostitutes. As it was before we got together, I didn't like it, but I let it go. I've now found out that a week after our first date, he had a one-night stand, but throughout our relationship, he said the one-night stand was before we met. I get we weren't fully together, but he was messaging me on that night about his night and messaged me when he got home, when he was actually in a hotel with another girl. I feel really hurt and confused, but I do get that we'd only known each other for a week. I just feel like he's lied to me throughout our relationship. Oh,
you almost wish you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we all do stuff. At the start of seeing someone, like, you don't know who the
you
other person is.
You don't know
how
dating. It's going
to
turn out.
Yeah, exactly. It's way too soon to divulge those kind of details. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I guess it's such a shame she knows now, because, like, I'd almost just never say anything if I was him.
Exactly.
I just would never.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I'd known her for a week. Like, we'd been on one date. Like, this, if I was the guy, this is what I'd say to myself. And then I'd be like, it literally doesn't even matter. I wonder how she found out.
Yeah, I'd love to know how she found out.
As it was before we got together, I didn't like... I now found out a week after first date. Oh, yeah. And then he said to her originally it was before they got together. But I guess you would just say that because you're like, there's no point in saying the truth. Like, it was a week into meeting each other. Yeah. Like, a week is literally nothing. I don't know. I think I would just... It's annoying because you feel like you've been lied to, but you would just kind of be like... Mm.
Yeah, I think that's the worst part about it. Like, it's like almost ignorance is bliss in this situation. Like, we all have a past. If he got with prostitutes before, a lot of men have. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. I feel like so many people have done it. Like, I don't like the idea of that.
I thought you were going to say, I've done it.
No, imagine. Imagine I'd like... So, anyway, moving on. But no, of course, none of us like that our partners have a past. It's just annoying when then, you know, you then find out the past and it looks like they're being deceitful. But like, put your shoes in their foot. Like, would you say if you were dating someone the week, like, you know, like you could have easily been in the same position he is. Like, you just got on one date with him and you went on another date with another guy that week and you're still texting him because you're interested in him too. Like, there's no like...
Yeah, it's actually really... So Cameron's best friend is dating this girl, but when he first messaged her, he also messaged another girl and she's found out and she's gone like mental. But I was like, you literally haven't done anything wrong. You hadn't even met her and you'd like messaged another girl. I don't know. I just feel like when it's that early on, like you can't really expect too much from someone.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's done anything wrong. I think it's annoying. I think maybe what he's done wrong, if you have asked him about this since then and he's lied to your face,
yeah,
that's a bit shit. But equally, I can imagine I would feel scared if my boyfriend or whoever asked me and I'd be like, oh god, I don't want to tell him, I just want to ignore that it ever happened, like it's nothing got to do with them.
Probably regrets it as well. It's probably
exactly, so,
like, not, you know, not a good idea at the time. But
yeah, I would try just put it behind you. Unfortunately, like, it just is what it is. Like, he hasn't cheated on you. Like, it's just annoying he didn't tell you at the time. But equally, would you want to know? Who would tell someone a week into dating someone?
Yeah. Shagged someone last night. I guess she doesn't like the fact that he was saying like, oh, I've just got home, but he's actually in a hotel. But yeah, I don't know. You've got to try and like completely eliminate it from your mind and just be like, that was the past, barely knew each other, like we're in such a good place now, kind of thing.
100%. I know it's shit and I would be annoyed too. I would. Of course you'd be annoyed. Like, that's a horrible feeling, but you just have to put it at the back of your mind and just trust him for definitely who he is now. So that's it.
That's us.
We're gonna go now.
We've chatted shit for an hour. Literally.
Yeah, I don't think I even mentioned half the points. I spoke too much. I was like, I'm not even going into my notes right now. There was a big rant for, I don't know how long I ranted for. I don't think I took a breath. Anyway, as always, guys, you can get in touch with us As always, guys, you can message us or voice note us on whatwedontpostpodcast@gmail.com or you can DM us on whatwedontpostpodcast.
And if you're loving the podcast, make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star review while you're at it. We would love that.
Yes, we would. All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.